Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Rosanna Berardi, immigration attorney, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for that wonderful musical intro.
Yeah, you feel the same way about that song by Toto as I feel about The Who's Tommy, except I was a little kid when that came out, and I think it left scars. First of all, does the law, federal law, have anything to say with respect to cooperation between the feds and local authorities?
Well, it's interesting. This goes back to the Constitution, which seems to be the setting for most immigration things. The 10th Amendment says the federal government cannot require states to participate in federal immigration enforcement. So the 10th Amendment gives the states an out to say, hey, immigration, like, that's its own thing. And what we're seeing here in Niagara County is the local leaders reflecting that, saying immigration might be its own type of violation. We're not viewing it as criminal, and therefore we're not housing individuals with immigration violations in our county jails.
Do you know how it worked before this policy change in Niagara County?
Yeah, so in Niagara County, this was actually interesting to me because I didn't know it was like this, but I guess since April, they have been holding ICE detainees. So individuals, you know, picked up by ICE, maybe someone driving down Niagara Falls Boulevard here unlawfully, gets pulled over for a speeding ticket, gets picked up and put in Niagara County Jail, you know, awaiting the next step in the immigration process. So the Niagara County Jail is acting, if you will, like a holding center in order for people to then go into the federal immigration system. So that's been happening since April. The Niagara County leaders are saying, nope, not anymore. We're not doing that. We're not touching anything related to immigration unless there's a criminal offense, something serious, or a judicial warrant that says this person, you know, is wanted for, you know, some felony level crime.
It has to be a felony level, not a misdemeanor?
No. It doesn't. I shouldn't say that, but a serious offense. It can be certain levels of misdemeanors and felonies. But I'm trying to disqualify things like, you know, parking tickets or jaywalking or the lower level stuff.
It is 3:43. We're talking with immigration attorney Rosanna Berardi on News Radio 930 WBEN. Niagara County is changing the way it will not help out ICE. The concept of immigration as being a civil and not a criminal matter. When did that begin? And where does it say that? How can we get more background? First of all, when did it begin?
So the immigration law goes way, way back. It's, you know, it's a federal statute called the Immigration and Nationality Act. The last time it has been touched or adjusted by Congress is way back in 1996. I was still in law school then. And that statute says, this is the immigration law. Here are the rules. If you violate these rules, these are civil violations. Now, contained within the Immigration Nationality Act is a series of language or portion of the statute that says the following crimes are problematic for immigration purposes, like, you know, murder or rape or arson or things of that nature. So it falls under the civil umbrella, but under that umbrella, there are criminal components. So even if you're here as a green card holder or you're here on a work permit at, you know, UB as a professor, if you engage in one of those crimes, you will be removed or deported from the United States after due process.
See, but isn't it a little nuanced? I mean, look, you're the attorney. I'm not an attorney, but I will tell you, even if I was an attorney, I wouldn't touch immigration law any more than I'd touch divorce law or family law with the divorces. No, thank you. I don't need the drama. But isn't the nuance this, as I understand it, that being in the United States illegally, that is, in fact, that's a civil violation. However, illegally entering or reentering the United States is, in fact, a federal crime. It is a misdemeanor for the first offense and a felony for subsequent offenses. Is that correct information?
It is, and it is highly nuanced, Tom. It's hard to get your head around this. This is year 29 for me doing immigration law, and I often have to go back to the statute and look at how that you know, balance plays out between civil and criminal. You know, the immigration law is one of federal. And when people say to me, which I hear all day long and have for decades, you know, well, someone came to the U.S., they came in without inspection because they wanted a better life. Well, our federal statute doesn't allow people to enter the United States for a better life. And if we're willing to look the other way on that federal law, are we willing then to look the other way on the other federal laws like the drug laws or the gun laws? So it's a really interesting concept because immigration tugs at people's heartstrings. We're a nation of immigrants. People are empathetic, sympathetic. We are a nation of immigrants, and I represent immigrants, legal immigrants that do amazing things in our community and all throughout the United States. But it's a federal law, and I don't think we want to live in a country where we pick and choose which laws we want to tolerate and those that we're like, free pass.
But what's confusing me, and maybe some people listening to the show, is if you enter the United States illegally, that is, in fact, a crime. That is not a civil matter. So I have to ask, isn't this kind of like saying if we catch you burglarizing a house, that's serious. But if we catch you when you haven't been in the house for a week or so, that's not a big deal. That's a misdemeanor. It's the same thing.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at grunes.co.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Well, the difference is, I mean, the criminality part lands somebody in jail. The civil part lands somebody in immigration court, which is an administrative court. There are immigration judges all throughout the United States, some right here in Buffalo, New York. And that's the due process, meaning if you're here and there's a civil violation, that's where you're going to be prosecuted. So the beginning of my career, I was in immigration court every day prosecuting on behalf of the government. And I would say to the judge, "Judge, I represent the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and this individual has violated the civil immigration law, and we are moving to deport he or she." And then there would be, you know, a trial and other lawyers and things like that. So there is a removal component, but it's not like what you see on TV when you're thinking about criminality, sitting in a jail, waiting for your criminal trial. I mean, yes, there's an immigration detention center down the road in Batavia, and individuals are waiting there for their turn in administrative court, which is immigration court.
So I guess what I'm not understanding, because fundamentally I am a moron, is if you are in the country illegally, at some point you had to get into the country illegally. You had to cross into the country illegally, or you made the decision to overstay your authorization. At some point, you did break that law. You have committed a federal crime.
Yes, but it's a civil offense versus a criminal, and we could make this a whole law school lecture.
But it's civil. It's civil if I'm here, but it's criminal. You got to catch me at the border.
Well, it's a civil offense, and most of the immigration statute is that umbrella covers civil actions. Now, the criminality becomes an additional step. So if you're here and you engage in, let's say, felony level burglary in Western New York, you're not going to be immediately deported to your home country. That's where the criminality comes in. And you're going to be prosecuted by the town of Amherst or, you know, the town of Hamburg. You're going to have to go through your immigration, your criminal trial. You're going to have to serve your time in that area. And then, and only then, when you're released, you'll get what's called an immigration detainer, where you're handed over to the feds. And the feds will say, "Okay, you've been bad. We now want to remove you," and you'll go through that process. So it can start out as a civil offense. It can start out as a criminal offense. It's really just the posturing of where the person is. At the end of the day, whether you want to call it civil or criminal, it's a significant violation of a federal statute. And we seem to have lost the focus of that. And what I'm seeing now for the first time in, you know, decades, there's so much tension between the federal immigration service and the states, the municipalities. I mean, the mayor of Buffalo came out and said the other day, "We are not going to cooperate with immigration." That's a very common concept, sanctuary cities. It's becoming very prevalent where the states and the municipalities are saying, "Nope, we don't want anything to do with this." And then
Sean Ryan and his ilk can wonder why people don't want to come downtown to spend money. And Kathy Hochul can wonder why the exodus from New York State.
Little editorial. And you know, I get that. And it's like that in many of the big states, right? California, New York. And, you know, at a certain point in time, if you're really looking closely at rules of law, you're like, the federal government, I mean, under the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause says the feds make the rules. The feds trump, no pun intended, you know, the states and the municipalities. And now we're in this dawn of a new day, if you will, where the states are like, "Nope, we're not helping you." And this is going to have to go up to the Supreme Court. It's been up there already, but what we're seeing in Minnesota with ICE and, you know, the governors and mayors and such being like prosecuted by the federal government. We're seeing the state versus the feds, not really good for America. And this is going to have to be decided at a higher level. And hopefully, you know, it can end peacefully with some type of revolution. But we're really seeing that tension between the two types of government.
I must tell you that I don't believe this is only about ICE. It's not only about immigration. When people barge into a Christian worship service and start berating people because they're white, berating people because they have comfortable lives, and by the way, most of these people were white people, and Don Lemon thinks this is a First Amendment thing when it's a clear violation of the FACE Act and possibly the Ku Klux Klan Act. The irony is very, very thick. This isn't an immigration thing exclusively. This is far deeper, in my humble opinion and analysis.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, this is becoming its own issue, right? This is not just about removing immigration offenders from the United States. Look, that's been done forever, every administration. That's why we have the Immigration Service. We have Customs and Border Protection. We have ICE. This is not anything new. I've been dealing with this for three decades, but the spotlight now is on this criminality and this soundbite of all immigrants are bad and all immigrants, you know, deserve to be ejected from the United States immediately. We're putting everybody under the same label, which just simply isn't the truth statistically. And ICE, you know, goes after a percentage of individuals who are criminals. That's their job. But there's a whole host of people in the United States doing it lawfully, waiting their turn, paying a lot of money that should not be in that category.
Well, you talked about the word legal. Legal is different than illegal, although is going to have to take place in a different conversation. But if your intent in coming to the United States is to institute Sharia law and overthrow the government of the United States with Sharia law, as far as I'm concerned, you can just stay where the hell you are.
Yeah, and there's so many people that are coming here to do good and valid things. I mean, I've made a career for three decades out of people saying, I love the United States. I want to come here. I want to be an investor. I want to buy a hotel. I want to teach at a university. Those individuals follow the law. And, Tom, the immigration law is terrible. It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. They haven't touched it in 30 years.
Well, that's going to be a fodder for a different conversation. But yes. I know a lot of the immigrants come here and do good things. A lot of them have started Learing centers. So, Rosanna, we'll talk later.
Always a privilege. Thank you, Tom.
Well, it's not really a privilege. You're helping me out. So thank you very much. Rosanna
okay,
Berardi.
Honor.
Oh, there we go. It's getting deep in here. Poop Blizzard came early. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it. Auto Trader.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.